Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samech Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page 70. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Echad ha'anoshim ve'echad ha'anoshim chayovim lios b'bateyem ner dolok b'shabbos. Both men and women are chayav to have in their houses candles that are lit on Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayochal, even if someone doesn't have what to eat, shoel al hapsachim, he has to go asking by the doors, velokeach shemen, and to buy oil, umadlik asaner, and to light the candles. Sheze bichlal oneg Shabbosu, because having candles lit is included in oneg Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, ein lo, even a person who doesn't have what to eat, ein hakavona she'ein lo klal mayochal. The Mechaber is not discussing a person who has absolutely nothing to eat. Because if that was the case, that he pashed had nothing to eat, it would be better that he goes around collecting money in order to buy bread for Shabbos. The Yekayim Bazem Mitzvah's Kiddush Vigam Iker Suda Shabbos. By buying bread, he can Mekayim the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush, the Iker Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, and he can also Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Ella Hakavana She'en Lo Lecho Mishal Atzmo. Rather, we're discussing a person over here who has nothing to eat from himself. He doesn't have his own stuff. Shul Misparnes Mikupas Atzdaka. He is one who is being supported by the Tzdaka. He still has to see to it and work hard himself to get Ner Shabbos. So he's getting food from the kupa, and he has to go ahead and collect money so he has Ner Shabbos. Someone who has an exacting amount of money. So the mitzvah buying bread for the Suda Shabbos, that comes before anything else. V'ner l'Shabbos kodem likach mishar ma'acholim. Once you have the lechem, so next up in importance would be a ner for Shabbos. That comes before any other food beyond the bread. The after shar ma'acholim u'basar hu gam kein b'chlal onik Shabbos. And even though it's true having other foods and having meat is certainly included in the mitzvah onik Shabbos, mikom makom ner adiv yoseh mishum shalom bayis. Still, Ner Shabbos takes precedence over those things because of Shalom Bayis, Ukid L'Kamon, like we will see shortly. Umihu, Mishum Ner Dai Ner Echod L'Chud. When we talk about that after bread, next up is to make sure you have Ner for Shabbos, one candle is enough. V'ashar Yotzi Al Ma'achle Shabbos. And the rest of the money that you have should be spent on buying other foods for Shabbos. Kedar Minam B'Gemara. Like the Gemara says, that afilu ani tzarach lasos davar mu'alach lo Shabbos, even an ani that's being supported by tzedakah, he should spend a little bit of his own money and push himself for covered Shabbos. V'ayin b'mashe kasavnu le'el simen reish menbeis v'mishabura. Sivkota nyud ala psachim, a person who doesn't have money for their Shabbos should go around collecting by the doors. Dehu ikar oneg suda Shabbos, that is the ikar oneg of the suda Shabbos, to have candles lit. Umiyo, however, ain't tzarach lazer rak bishvil ner echad. If you're going around collecting, you certainly would only have to go around collecting for one candle. And that was we discussed last night, that the minhag is to have two, or three, or four, or seven, or ten, all different numbers. That is only for hiddur mitzvah. You would not have to collect money for that. And also, that would not take precedence over the other foods for Shabbos. Says the mechaber, weiter in Sif Gimel. Hanoshim musharos bo yoser. Women are warned about the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos more than men. Mipnei mitzuyos babayis, because they are more normally found in the homes. Ve'oslos b'tzarachei habayis, and they take care of the needs of the house, and therefore the mitzvah is more placed upon them. Im ein yodo maseges liknos ner l'Shabbos ulekiddush hayom. A person cannot afford both Ner for Shabbos and for Kiddush Hayom. So Ner Shabbos Kodem, Ner Shabbos comes before Kiddush Hayom. We'll see details about that in a moment in the Mishabura. V'chein in ein yodo maseges liknos Ner l'Shabbos v'Ner l'Chanukah. And so to a person who cannot afford Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So Ner Shabbos Kodem, Ner Shabbos takes precedence, Mishum Shalom Bayis, so you should have light in the house. That's B'ikir talking about in the olden days when they lit the Ner Chanukah outside and the Ner Shabbos inside. Now that we light the Ner Chanukah inside, so it could be you light one candle for Ner Chanukah and it also gives you light for Shalom Bayis as well. But when you're lighting in two different places, so Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. The Ein Shalom B'Bayis below Ner. There is no peace in the home without candles. V'imin Yodom Masegas Liknos Yayin LeKiddush V'Liknos Ner Chanukah. So we just said Ner Shabbos overrides Yayin LeKiddush. Ner Shabbos overrides Ner Chanukah. So let's say those two that lost out by Ner Shabbos are now competing with each other. You have Yayin LeKiddush up against Ner Chanukah. Ayin LeKamon Simen Tofresh Ayin Ches, where we say that Ner Chanukah comes before Kiddush Hayom. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Yud Aleph. We said in the beginning of the Mechaber that women are warned more about the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos than men. V'afilu im yirtza habal lahadik ba'atzmo. Even if the husband chooses that he wants the light, ha'isha kodemes, she gets first dibs to do the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. In lo sheyesh harbei neiros, unless, of course, they have a lot of candles, yochel hu gam kein lahadik, he's certainly also allowed to light, but the ikar mitzvah, the isha gets first dibs. U'kishihi yoledes. When a woman gives birth, b'Shabbos Rishona Madlik Habal Umavarich. The first Shabbos, the husband lights and he makes the bracha. Ubimein Nidusa Ha'isha Mevarechas Ba'atzma. When an Isha is a Nida, she makes the bracha herself and she lights. So I'd like to read one more Mishnah Berurah, then we'll come down to an important note about this. From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds almost like a halacha, that the first Shabbos that a woman is Yoledes, the husband lights and makes the bracha. Is that just a practical thing because she's sick? Or is that like a halacha that the din is that a husband has to light? We'll come back to that in a moment. I want to just first read one more Mishnah Berurah. The reason why Noshim are Musharos Bo Yoser, the Mechaber said, is because they are Mitzuyos Avayas, women are found in the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudbeis Va'otam, another reason why this mitzvah is be'ikir on the women is mitnei shekivsa nero shel olam, because the women extinguish the light of the world. Shegarma misa l'adam harishon, by Chava convincing Adam harishon to ifnei sadas, she brought about misa to the world, and therefore they have to rekindle the light of the world, and therefore they have the mitzvah halakas ner. Umikomakom tov sha'ish yisakin haneros. However, the mitzvah is on the woman to light, but the man, the husband, should set up the candles. If you look at note number 20, and then we'll come back to an earlier note, V'chein dikte karevi kiv'egir b'mishnayis, miloshna mishnah. Kiv'egir in the mishnayis is medayik this from a mishnah. The famous mishnah says, al shalosh averos noshem mesos b'shas leidosan. On three averos, women die during childbirth. Al she'enan zehiros benida b'chala u'b'lokas aner. Women who are not careful about the halachas of nida, chala, and halachas aner. V'lo kosav atana u'b'ner. It doesn't say nida, chala, and ner. Kemosha kosav l'gabe nida v'chala. Rather, it says hadlokas aner. Lomar she'en hanoshim mitzuvos al tikun haner ella hadlokaso. So Kveger's medayik, that it says nida, chala, hadlokas aner. The only aspect of the neros that the women have a preference in is the lighting of the candles, but not in setting them up, and therefore, that's his diuk, that the husband should set up the candles for his wife. If you go back to note 17, he addresses this point that we said that when a woman gives birth on the first Shabbos, her husband makes the bruch and he lights. Ubetam adavar kosav hagon rebaro frankel. Shekevan she'en ha'isha yechola lahadlik esaneres b'mekoman. He said it's a very practical thing. If she just gave birth, she's not feeling well, she's not able to light the candles in the place. Mipnei she'ena yechola loko mimitasa, because she's sick. She's a chola, she's not able to get up from her bed. Lekach yadlikem baila. Therefore, the husband lights the candles. V'hosef, he adds on. Shelefiza, according to this, in Efsher, if it's possible, Yesh laniach esanero somuch lemita sa'isha v'tadlikem sham. If you could put the candles near her bed that she can light from there, so then she would be able to light. V'chein bizmanenu, and so too in our days, im nimtzeis hayoledes bebesa b'shabes rishona shelachar haleda. If the woman is found at home, the first Shabbos after she gave birth, which happens many times, so V'yashiv says, the minig is that the woman lights. So Rav Yashiv is clearly saying that this idea that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that the first Shabbos after childbirth the husband lights, that's only a practical thing. If the woman is in the hospital, she's unable to light, the husband lights, but if she's there, she's able to light, then the woman would light as usual. Ukesha'in ha'isha b'bayis. If the woman is not home, or again, she's in bed and she's not able to light the neros. So Rav Yashiv says, "Shebinos habayis hagedolos kodmos lebal badlokas aneros." It's better that the big girls the girls that are gedolos should light instead of the husband. Kevan she'afheim mitzuyos babayis ve'oskos betzrachov, because they're also found in the house and they deal with the anyanim of the house, which is a svar the Mechaber said of why the ikur mitzvah is on the noshim. Ve'agon Rav Nissen Karelis says stopping bedover, that was Rav Yashiv. He says the older girls take precedence over the husband. Rav Nissen Karelis is mesupuk. Do we say maybe it's better for the husband to like, as it's really his mitzvah, it's his house. So mitzvah bo yosem bishlucho. V'rak b'ishto amru shehi tadle kevan sheishto kugufo. And the only reason we normally give it over to his wife is because of the svara of ishto kugufo. O shema odev shabanos yadliku. Or maybe it's better for the girls who are older to light. Kevan sheshag b'hem atam ha'omru b'noshim. Since the reason that is brought down by the noshim applies to them, the other reason the Mishabur brought down that Noshim extinguished the light of the world that applies to all Noshim, therefore maybe they should light. The Efsher Shatam Ze Odif Meatam Shal Mitzvah Yosem Vishlucho. Maybe that overrides Mitzvah Yosem Vishlucho. So if this in Karelis is Mesupuk about that which Rav Yashiv said, the older daughters light. The Inbito Hanasua Misarechas Etzlo Kishain Ishto Babayas. If a man does not have his wife at home, but he has a married daughter that's staying by him, so Rav Yashiv says, Shekodem Yadlik Hu Es Haneros V'Yavarich. First, the man should light the candles for his house, because it's his house. V'Yachachach Tadlik Bito, and then his married daughter, who's there for Shabbos, should light afterwards. V'Imlo Nimtzoyim Babayis Ela Habonim V'Abonos. If the parents are away, the only people home are the sons and daughters. So Rav Shlomo Zamarach says, Sha'odiv Sha'achas Me'abonos She'gil L'mitzos Tadlik Asaneros is better if a girl over at Bas Mitzvah lights the candles. Kevan Sha'aleim Mutolim Tzarche Bayis. Again, because the Tzarche Bayis are placed in general on the girls. Sivkotun Yud Gimel, we're on page Lamed Vav. We said in the Mechaber, if you cannot afford to buy Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayom, we said Ner Shabbos comes first. Sakta Mishavura, the Afa Gav de Kiddush Daraisa. What do you mean Ner Shabbos comes before Kiddush? Kiddush is Daraisa. So Sakta Mishavura, even though Kiddush is Daraisa, Mikomokom Al Hayayin Darabonon. We're handling over here buying wine for Kiddush. Kiddush is Daraisa, but wine for Kiddush is only the Rabbanon. The Midat Torah Yotzei Batfila Midaraisa, your Yotzei, your Kiddush in the Friday night davening. Ukumosh and Nitla B'Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Oh, and furthermore, the Yochel Kaddish Alapas, you're also able to make Kiddush on bread. So we're talking about a case where you have bread, so you would not have to spend your money on wine. You would buy in their Shabbos over wine. If you look at note number 21, he points out, Ubizmanenu sheyesh or mituuras hachashmal. Nowadays that we have electric lights on, so Rav Moshe writes, shayayin lekiddush kodem lalokas aner. So we have candles, we have light, we have electric lights, therefore you should rather buy wine for kiddush rather than buy candles. V'chein das lagon Rav Yashiv, shebemokom she'ein haner nitzrach, kadesh lo yikoshlu. If you don't need to get candles, so you shouldn't stumble because you have electric lights, hayayin lekiddush kodem laner, then the wine for kiddush will go first. But assuming you're in the pitch black, it's better to buy the Neros over the Yayin for Kiddush, because the Yayin for Kiddush is not necessary for the Daraisa, and even for the Rabbanon, bread would do the job as well. Sivkotun Yudalad goes on the next point of the Mechaber. Mechaber said, a person can only afford either Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. So the Mechaber said, Ner Shabbos is kodem because of Shalom Bayis. Says the Mishabura v'im yeshlo ner echad tzagi. Once again, for Shalom Bayis to be able to see, one candle would be enough. V'yotzi hamosar l'kiddush ola ner chanukah. So even though ner Shabbos overrides ner chanukah, ner Shabbos overrides kiddush, that's for one candle. Once you have the one candle, then you should spend the rest of the money on kiddush and ner chanukah. V'gam l'chanukah b'ner echad tzagi. And as we know, by ner chanukah, one candle per night is enough. That is the ikar mitzvah ner Shabbos, so that's all you would need. V'im yeshlo ner echad l'shabbos. A person has one candle for Shabbos. V'ner echad l'chanukah and one candle for chanukah. V'yeshlo od ma'atmos. He has a little bit more money. He could either increase the Neiros Shabbos or the Neiros Chanukah. Nearly, it appears to me, says the Chavos Chaim, the Tov Yoser Liknos O Neiros L'Chanukah Lios Min HaMahadrin. Better to buy more Neir Chanukah to be Mahadrin or Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin over buying more Neiros for Shabbos, which is just a minug. You don't need any more candles. Once you have a candle, that's good enough. Ukamosha Biarte B'Bir Alocha, like I explained in the B'Bir Alocha. Kosav HaMogen Avram, the Isha Suma, a woman who is blind, gam kein yucholo levarich al ner Shabbos. She can also make the bracha on the Shabbos candles. The hanenis gam kein me'amaoros, because she also benefits from the light, like the Gemara Megillah tells us, that a blind person benefits from light, because others who can see the light can help them, and therefore they get benefit, and therefore she can light with the bracha. Umiyah, however, im yesh la bal shu pikeach, if a blind woman has a husband who can see, hu yivarich, he should make the bracha. Now, if you look at note 23, it's not only making the bracha, Hainu Shabal Yadlik V'Yavarech. The Mishaburah just says the husband will make the bracha. It means he will light and make the bracha. Ukumosha Kasav Lahal, like we'll see later on, Sha'umr Lechavir Lahadlik, one who asks his friend to light for him, Yavarech HaMadlik V'Loa Mitzavid. Whoever is lighting makes the bracha. They always go together, the lighting and the bracha, and therefore, if she's blind, she can light with a bracha. If she has a husband that can see, so he should light and make the bracha himself. V'imocheles b'shulchan echad im acherim shebirchu v'edliku. If the blind woman is eating at one table with others that made a bracha and lit lo tevarech, she should not make a bracha. The ikar atam shekula mevarechim, the ikar reason why everyone makes their own bracha, even various people in the same house, is mishum simcha yaseira sheyesh aidei ribu aneros, is because seeing an abundance of candles creates a simcha yaseira. There's more simcha, so with the extra simcha you can make a bracha. Kemo shekasev b'sivches, like we'll see soon in sivches, v'haleka simcha gaba. However, someone who's blind, again, her benefit is that someone who can see can help her out. The fact that there's going to be a little more candles there is not going to make her help any better, so she doesn't get that extra benefit, and therefore, she would not be able to make a bracha after other people already lit by that table and made a bracha. We will stop here and continue Vayta tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.